Micha Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. We have completed the Haftorah of Parshas Balak, Vasnei Alecha Simelokecha. And now, Musar, which is why possibly this is not part of the Haftorah, after the Navi instructs us to do Mishpat, Ki Masos Mishpat, Vavas Ches, Vasnei Alecha Simelokecha, now some Musar about where we were falling short. Kol Hashem Lo Yir Yikra, the voice of God calls out to the city. Are we listening? The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls here in the city, as Simon of Garfunkel wanted to say. The Navi prophesies in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're supposed to be Asos Mishpat. V'sushia yir'esh shemecha. The one who sees your name, which is interesting. Not the one who hears your name, but the one who sees your name, calling out the wisdom of Torah. Who puts his heart to contemplate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Navi is a lifestyle, not just a momentary calling. So the man of wisdom recognizes your name is another way of putting it, B'sushia. Shim Umate. Listen to the staff. Yep. The staff of retribution that is going to punish you. Pay attention, listen. Umi Ya'ada, and who appointed that staff to whack you around the head and the back of the neck? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending a rebuke. Any severity of decrees that come upon the Jewish people were sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to understand and perceive that there's a reason for the punishment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that this is what we need at this moment. Sometimes it's beyond human comprehension to understand the auto da fe and the gas chambers, but Yud Od Ha'ish Beis Rasha. Does the house of the wicked last long? Are there still stores of wickedness in the house of the Rasha? Otsros Rasha? The treasures of wickedness that they hoard? After everything that the Nevi'im have told us, how can people still have stolen goods in their homes? And, or alternatively, Targum Yonasan says, how can a house filled with stolen goods last very long? The Eifas Razon Zuma, and an Eifa of leanness, a lean measure that angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the great commandments at the end of Parshas Kisetze, Eifas Tzedek Hin Tzedek, you have to have the right regular and carefully measured out weights so you're not cheating anybody by putting a thumb on the scale. So the lean measure could be the measurement that's scant, that's undercut. Instead of 8 ounces, it's 7. Instead of the right amount of money, it's less. Or that the poor become razon because they're starving. That's condemned, Zuma. That's condemned, says the Navi. So financial crimes of the smallest scale are being condemned by the Navi Micha here because of the outsized effect it has on people. Ha'ezke b'mozne resha. Am I going to merit? Can I be judged righteous if I use scales of wickedness? This is a hypothetical, a rhetorical, I should say, about the guy who's got a deceptive scale. How can you judge yourself righteous if you have a scale that's off? Uvechis avne mirma, and with a pocket full of deceitful weight. Come on. So some say Micha, that Barbanel says Micha's talking about himself. If I had sinned with false measures, I am completely righteous in every way. He's not using false modesty here. He's saying, but if I dealt in false measures, then forget it. I would undermine everything that I ever may have achieved. There's no way to moral perfection if I'm stealing from people in the cheesiest way possible. And v'chis avnei mirma, you have different size weights. Big weights when you're buying things and lighter weights when you're selling things, so that either way you get the best of the transaction. Oh, sorry, there's going to be a fee on that. Yudbeis asher ashireha mol'u chamas. Because the wealthy, its rich men, are full of thievery. Hamas is never a good word. Hamas, not our great idea of a good word. What am I going to say? The rich men of where? The rich men who live in Yerushalayim and Shomron, the rich men who live in the capitals. They're full of stealing, of theft. Yoshveha divru shaker. And as they would have said in the old movies in the 1950s, white man speak with forked tongue. Colonizer speaketh with forked tongue. I'm sure they would say about us. All he does is lie. Think about every description of the Jewish people being given by Islam out there and what they have to say. It's all lies. Lashon ramiya b'fihem. Their tongue is lying in their mouth, is guile in their mouth. Anytime, how can you tell, the old lawyer joke, how can you tell a lawyer is lying? His lips are moving. How can you tell that the people in Yerushalayim and Samaria, alas, speaking falsehood? Even the poor people, Radak says, it trickles down. So the rich people have houses full of stolen goods. The poor people lie and cheat and speak falsehood every chance that they get. Intelligent conversation, says Malbim, more deceitful. The lies are subtle. You can't tell what's going on. It's the New York Times. Why bother reading the New York Times? There's a biography of Winston Churchill by a wonderful man named William Manchester from England, written decades ago. But he relies very heavily on things that the New York Times said between 1930 and 1939. And they are full of wonderful observations about Adolf Hitler, who's a great guy and a good man who's just trying to strengthen Germany. And is there anti-Semitism? So a Jew named Walter Lippmann, who was very prominent at the time, a Jewish intellectual, said, yeah, he's going to do some anti-Semitic things and bad things to the Jews, but he'll get it out of his system, so it's the right thing to do. Everything is divrei sheker. Lushanam ramiya b'fihem. Why even bother?